Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I know that's right. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Love Day. I am so excited. I am fired up. I'm in the safety box because if I tie myself down, I'll break that chain. But in the safety box, you need a code to let me out. But Jill and Rebecca is here. We're talking love. And we're tapping in. We're tapping into that love. Are you feeling it? Well, if you're not, just stick around. Mukure, tap in.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Be tapped in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Love is a current of energy. Sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy.
But I told you, yes. You know, this thing called love, it's a beautiful thing. It'll make you scream, it'll make you cry, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you feel all the fullness of life that you are. Sometimes it can be messy, sometimes it's yummy, but you know, it's all part of life. You can't run from it. You got to embrace all that is so you experience love in all of its expression, in all of its forms. Today we're celebrating, we're acknowledging love in the way of, you know, that romantic expression. But, you know, we're not going to limit it to that. But just let me slow down. I told you I'm fired up. Because that's like, ooh, I'm so fired up. I'm going to start turning on some heat in this studio. Yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this present moment, called now. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference, even if you didn't get roses, if you didn't get a card, if you didn't get a text or Facebook inbox, nobody told you Happy Valentine's Day. Guess what? If you're alone, if you're single, if you're beating yourself up, stop it. Because I want to tell you, come close. Well, especially the ladies. Come close. Stop smiling at the computer. Get close. I want to tell you that I love you today. Yeah. See? There's love everywhere. Now, I want to remind you that you are love in action, regardless of what you're feeling or not feeling. You might be overjoyed or underjoyed. If there's an overjoy, there's going to be an under, you know? It just makes sense. Wherever you are, you're in the arms of love. Welcome. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. You make a difference. You know that? And if you don't know, maybe you just need to tap in. When you tap in, you can show up on this day and say, I'm tapped in. Mukua Ray reminding us the beauty of love that is everywhere, evenly present. That it's an emotion, but it's so much more. It is a current of energy that is flowing through you. that is flowing through me. As a matter of fact, love is you. Love is you. But let's slow down. I keep telling you, I'm like, let's do those regular housekeeping stuff. That will put a cap on it for me. Because I'm just really, you know, Jill and Rebecca are here. And I'm just, I got to tell you this. I said out loud this morning that love is my favorite topic, favorite conversation. That's it. That's my value. That's what I live for. That's my vision. That's my intention, to be loved, to love, to experience love. That's it. So that's why I'm super excited. So with that excitement, let me remind you that if you have any questions, which I know you do, especially those of you who are waiting for roses, wondering if you're going to get roses at work. Why am I being like this today? I don't know. But I'm just keeping it real. Those of you thinking, well, I don't have anybody. I don't know if I'm cut out for this love thing. But I tell you, 347. Oh, God. Let me hurry up and bring Jill and Rebecca. I am a mess already. I didn't know this was going to happen. I promise you, I didn't know this was going to happen. I've been hijacked by the angels of love. So anyway, to call in with your, 347-426-3346 with your questions and comments. 347-426-3346. What is going on? I think it's Jill and Rebecca, because when they come, I promise you, they're going to be laughing. They bring laughter and joy. Yeah, I'm intoxicated with their energy right now. And we're also taking your questions. I can't do this. We're taking your questions. Stop it! Just talk. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. I don't know why I'm laughing. Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. And if you can't get on Facebook, I got to hurry up and pick them. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com is where you can send your questions and comments. And if you're blocked, your firewall, and say, no, you can't go on the social network, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Ah, oh, Jesus, Lord, I got the giggles now. What did I say? We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to most of the time. Well, officially 1:30 p.m., but we usually go a little bit longer. But today we want to go for 1:30. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And tomorrow we have Tom. Oh, God, help me. We've got Tom Luba joining us. And what's tomorrow's topic? I don't remember. Something about where is God when the person I loved, where is it? Oh, let's go over here. I don't know. I'm in love with love, and love has just hijacked me. I think that's why some people are afraid of love, because you never know what happens to you when you get in touch with love. And I'm trying to do this with a straight, I can't say straight face because you can't see my face. So I'm trying to do this with a straight mouth. Okay, I want to give you Tom's topic at least, because it's pretty powerful, where even in this moment of celebrating love and the laughter and the joy, there are people who've lost their loved ones, you know, and they're not quite feeling overjoyed. Some people are probably just terrified that they're going to spend Valentine's Day without their loved one. This may be the first time without a loved one. So tomorrow's topic is, where exactly was God when the person I loved died? So and tomorrow is Tom's first episode. We're co-hosting a show called Transforming Grief. He's doing good. He's doing good. And on Thursday, I'm flying solo. And next week, we'll just tell you about who's coming on next week. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addict on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's see. Let me just bring this love grooves, because I don't know what is going on. And those of you that listen for the first time saying, what is wrong with this guy? Well, I tell you, I am intoxicated with love, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you don't like it, I don't care. If you don't like it, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So you better just stay and listen and keep enjoying the show.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That's why I can't stop giggling, because I am free, I am wonderful, I am great, and I just got to go to Jill and Rebecca, because, I understand it's okay to laugh, but listeners want to hear about this love thing. So, Jill, Rebecca, help me out. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I think I've got myself.
I know what's going on. It happens every time we come on the show with you. You said it perfectly. You just get hijacked by love.
That's right. I laugh a lot, but today I just got the giggles. I can't even say the things I'm trying to say. But anyway.
I think we bring out the best. We bring out the best in each other day.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing, especially when we're talking about love. That's the most important thing, bringing out the best. And no matter what is going on, no matter what we're feeling, no matter what the challenge is, love has a way of bringing out the best, the light in us, if we can just hold on and surround ourselves with wonderful people who know the truth and will affirm the truth. So you really, people say, somebody, I want to bring on stage somebody that needs no introduction. Clearly, you guys don't need no introduction. But I'll say, they're both psychotherapists. They got a show called, coming up in March, called Everyday Enlightenment. And if you're listening to Jill and Rebecca for the first time, ooh, Lord, brace yourself. Put your headphones on if you're at work. And be ready to bust out laughing for no reason. Hello, Jill and Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, Ajay. Hi. This is so wonderful to be with you on Valentine's Day.
I know. That is right. That is so right. So, let's see. Jill, let's go to Rebecca.
Okay, we're following you.
Yeah.
I don't feel passed over. I still love you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So, Rebecca, how is your Valentine's Day going today?
Oh, my goodness. I'm here with you and Jill. Does it get any better? The truth is we're just uncovering and awakening the absolute truth of love. And I really do agree with what you said earlier. We all have this concept that love is this romantic thing. You know, it's a dozen roses. It's a box of chocolates. You know, what am I going to get from my beloved? How will I know that I'm loved? And I think the key is we don't go searching for love. We are love. And when we just tap into, oh, my gosh, it's nothing we have to go find. It's the essence of who we are. It brings tears to my eyes as I say this. Love is this radio show. I could just feel the energy moving through our hearts and out to every caller. And it's like, do you get any more blessed to be in the presence of love and to be reminded that love is all there is. That's all you are. And you just get to bask in it and bathe in it today of all days. So I'm like elated. I'm ebullient and elated and just so blessed to be here. So how's my Valentine's Day going? Really good. And I haven't even looked to see if anybody's sending me flowers. I don't care. The flowers are in my heart.
I was just going to say, because your flowers on a leg, you're walking around being the rose of God, and you're just like, anything else would just be cherry on top. I hear that.
So beautiful.
Jill, how's your Valentine's Day going?
Well, let me just jump right in, my friends, and say that I'm loving where we're going with this, because as both of you were talking about, you know, this idea about, you know, who's sending me what, and I need my validation from other people, blah, blah, blah. It just got me reflecting that I don't live there anymore, and I'm so happy to have found a whole new zip code where it's not about that. It's feeling the fullness that's already there. And Rebecca and I really focus so much on the cultivation of self-love and the recognition of who our source really is, and that our source lives in each of us. And so I feel just overflowing at this moment in time with so much gratitude that as we're just beginning to start talking about this today, just kind of appreciating where I've traveled in my life, and it's been through the loving support of people around me who have always, who see the best in me when I struggle to find that within myself. And that's what's allowed me to move into this wonderful new zip code. So I just feel so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Now, so hear you. Gratitude, being in great attitude. When you're in great attitude, you experience the gratitude of life. You realize you're the love. And there's so many places I want us to go with this today, because there are those people who may be in a romantic relationship after a long time, after from shrinking their relationship, clearing all the cobwebs, and now they align themselves, they're positioned, and they're just like, ooh, I'm attracting more than I can handle. You know, and they're saying, well, I understand love is more than emotion. Yeah, yeah, but I'm loving this romantic experience. The people say, people keep telling me I have love, but I don't feel like love. I don't want to hear that anymore. I need a man. I need a woman. I need someone to love me. I need someone to hold me when I'm in bed, when I'm crying. I mean, ladies, what are you going to say to them, the love guru? Somebody said, I hear that.
Well, I think very clearly we seek what we've forgotten within ourselves. So it's almost like we can't find that someone who can comfort until we've learned to comfort ourselves. We can't find, you know, that person who can adore us and see the beauty in us until we have fully uncovered that and seen it within ourselves. And so the goal really in my teachings is to give to yourself what you seek and know that what you seek is already within you. So if you're feeling the need to have your beloved, again, cherish you, I always say to women, to men, how much are you cherishing yourself? In this moment, you have the key to go within and unlock that door to find everything that you feel worthy of, you know, the value within yourself, and really get into that vibration of again, self-love, self-adoration, self-acknowledgement, you know, and this is not egoic. We're not talking about, you know, building up the outer identity. It's really about going in and recognizing the divinity within yourself. And as you do that, law of reflection says, they will come. Build the field and they will show up. And so it's just, for me, it is an absolute law that the minute I go within and I give myself those qualities that I'm yearning for, instantly it reveals itself outside of myself. And the funny thing is, it's in that moment I'm unattached because I'm already full from within. Now I'm the giver of those things that I seek. Because I'm so full, I can give it away and it just comes back to me tenfold. Right. So I think, again, what Jill and I always say is give to yourself. Recognize within you that which you're seeking. And that's the essence of it.
Because we can only attract that which we are. And if we don't realize who we really are, the essence of who we are, we can't possibly attract that kind of love from another. I heard the word need, you know, it's not a bad word, but it's the energy of desperation. So when we're in that state of desperation, like attracts like, always, under any circumstance, always has been that way, always will be, certainly is today. And so from that place of low vibration, we're going to attract more low vibration into our life, like attracts like. This is a good time to talk about the difference between preference. Of course, we want to feel love for ourselves and be surrounded by love, but let's hold that as a preference, not as an attachment. Where there's attachment,
right,
there's desperation. So just through that shift in perception and different slight shift in the way that we're viewing things, we can instantly, and I mean instantly, shift our energy and attract what we want.
Right. We don't want to go out into the world as beggars.
Yes.
Please give me please show me that I am good and worthy. We don't want to go out into the world from that vibration. I always want to enter the world as a philanthropist, giving away, you know, love and abundance and joy, and because that signals to the universe, she is abundant with these things, therefore that's why she can give them away. And so it just feels so much better to join the world not as a beggar but as a philanthropist.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I'm going to steal that one. Not as a beggar, but a philanthropist. I love that. Ooh, yes,
yeah.
I'm taking that. I credit you, but I'm taking it.
Take it. But doesn't it feel so much better? That's an instant shift in vibration, right. From, like Jill said, desperation to abundant. And
right.
What are we going to get back when we are, you know, operating from that place of abundance? Just more love, more joy, more well-being. So, yes, we are love philanthropists today.
And hopefully people can really open themselves up and take this in because, you know, folks, it's Earth University. And so where people are like, yeah, but I need this and I want that and you don't understand about, that's fine, but don't know that that's called resistance. And Rebecca and I always talk about how you could be as resistant as you like. It's your choice. The thing is, it's never going to bring you what you want. So until you start accepting that, we're here to learn how to really assign value to who we are, to our essence, to recognize our place in this world, that we're all sparks of divine energy, and feeling the fullness of that. Until we learn that, while we're stuck in that, but I want this and I need this and why can't I have it and it's not fair and how come they have it and I don't, that's fine. It's just that kind of tantrumy sort of attitude, it doesn't allow us to really go within and go, oh my God, I already have exactly what I think I need from somebody else. And that's
right.
A benevolent universe helping us to learn and grow and unfold and transform and discover the beauty that happens when we do that.
Right,
and we can,
right.
I think as we're talking, we can do this in this moment. If there's any part of us in this moment that is feeling like, you know, well, are they going to call? Are the flowers going to show up? I mean, is the card going to be in the mail today? And you're feeling yourself starting to get smaller and smaller and bitter and more resentful within. You're closing yourself off. In this moment, if you're waiting for a dozen roses, start to think, who can I give a rose to? Who, I'm going to go get a dozen roses at my local market and I'm going to give them away. I'm going to go leave them at the door of my good friend. I'm going to go to her salon and leave, you know, start and just feel in your mind. If you think about going to your local, you know, store and picking up, you know, 10 Valentine's cards and go deliver them, your energy is going to shift in this moment because you've now become the philanthropist, not the beggar. And that's what we're talking about, is get in that energy of, oh, I am so full of love. Who can I give it away to? I mean, one of the sweetest things I remember, somebody did, it wasn't Valentine's Day, it was years ago, I think it was just around spring. I was home, and I looked out my front window, and a girlfriend was planting tulips in pots in my front, on my front porch. She quietly, stealthily, and I just sat with tears in my eyes, and I didn't want to disturb her. She was so enthralled with the love she was giving, and she snuck away just knowing she had done something so delicious to brighten my day. And I thought, the receiver was filled with that love, but wasn't the giver just as filled with that love? So
yeah.
We can give today and instantly in this moment, declutter any of those lower thoughts that say, you know, I need to receive love, beggar, or, oh my God, this is a perfect day to express my love to strangers, to you, my friends, to every human being in my life today. Doesn't that just shift us? It shifted me just saying it.
I know that is true. If you're just joining us, we are firing up the Valentine's Day. My guest, they're not really guests, they're part of Life Conversations Radio, is Jill and Rebecca, the love guru. We're taking your call 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions at Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a like page, whatever you like. Make it your, I don't know, I call it fan page, like page. It's Life Coach, Ask Life Coach, ADE page on Facebook. You can post your questions there and we'll get to it. Or go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. If you don't do Facebook or you've been blocked through the firewall at work, we have a way of routing you. So you can call in, send in your questions. We're going to take some calls in a minute. But before we do that, Rebecca and Jill, I want you want to stay with the romance thing. I happen to have a lot of female friends. So there's this romance conversation comes up where there's a conversation about, I get that I am love, but there's that seems to be that challenge in maybe looking for the perfect mate. Or there are those who are actually in a relationship and not feeling loved. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. I'm just stick with a man's perspective. And for me, I personally think Valentine's Day is more for females anyway. I may be wrong, but that's just what I see. So if that's what I see, I'm not wrong. I'm right. But anyway, moving right along. There's some woman who know, or wife who knows her husband is not going to bring her roses or wish her happy Valentine or just express love differently. And she's feeling stuck. She's feeling like, I want to be appreciated. I want to be recognized. I want to feel that my boyfriend, my husband, my partner loves me, appreciates me. I mean, what can you share with her?
What I would share is that it's our responsibility to teach people how we expect to be treated. So I would really encourage people who feel that way to really, you know, listen again to what we're saying and listen to this through the archives and really, again, be honest with yourself and answer mm-hmm. that question. To what degree do you honor, respect, and love yourself? What are the practices that you incorporate into your life so that that's something that you're deeply rooted in? So take a look, do a little self-assessment in terms of self-love, and also what's your general feeling about life? You know, we're in conversation with life, not just our romantic partners, but life itself. What is your feeling about love for the life that you've been given? Take a look at those things, and then having an honest conversation with anybody, whether it's a romantic partner, a friend, a child, a spouse, whomever it is, to really say, you know, everybody has their own ways in which they feel loved, these concrete behaviors that when people do these particular things, whatever it is, it allows them to feel this fullness, this wonderful measure of love. And when we can communicate from our hearts clearly with people in our life, these are the things that allow me to just feel the deliciousness of the way in which you love me. When those things are communicated honestly and from the heart, then if we're not seeing any kind of results and we're good on that self-assessment going, check, I know that I love myself, I know my value, I know my worth, I know I'm not blocking any of that, I feel this deep and abiding reverence for the divine, for life itself, this wonderful gift that I have. Check, we've done all that. Okay, we've done our homework. Woohoo! Now it's time to really, you know, again, let people in our life know these are the things that really do it for me. If those people, after being told that, you know, these are the things that allow me to feel deep and abiding love, and if we don't see some kind of shift in their attention toward being able to recognize who we are and ways in which we feel love, then I think it's time to think about doing a little decluttering. I absolutely do.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jill, because one of the things, Jill and I teach a Feng Shui Your Relationships course, and one of the beautiful things that we have, and we're actually offering to every listener today, you can just go to fengshuiyourrelationships.com/love, and we have two very beautiful PDFs, and it, as Jill was talking, it reminded me of one of them. We have a sacred contract for awakened relationships, and we have just a whole list of commitments. And one of the commitments is to lovingly and respectfully share our truth with our partner, because love is about speaking our truth. It's about recognizing those things that are important to us and communicating them skillfully and respectfully to our partners. And being patient, because there's a learning curve, but really letting our partners know how we feel love. The second PDF is all about decoding love. We each have a language for love. We each feel love in different ways. You know, Jill and I have identified within ourselves, we're very, you know, goal-oriented people. So when people are helping us meet our goals, oh, we feel so loved. Forget about the dozen roses for me. It's just help me get to where I need to get to. You know, I don't need chocolates. I need you to take out the garbage and help me. You know, so when people recognize that, they don't waste their time, you know, giving me things that don't make me feel loved. And when I can identify in the people that I love what it is that makes them feel loved, I'm more attuned and aware. So like I always say with my daughter, she's so much like me. You know, forget the atta girls. She doesn't want to hear that. What she wants to she wants me to help her achieve her goals. My son, he's all about the attaboys. Forget helping him reach his goals. Just stroke him. You know, it's like, a good boy. You're doing so well. So I recognize that in each of my children, and I don't waste my time frustrating them and giving them that which they don't need. I'm very attuned to what makes them feel loved and appreciated. And as we recognize that within ourselves, we can absolutely communicate that skillfully to our partners. But most importantly, coming back to, you must already possess what you want to receive. So if we really feel like, but I do want to be acknowledged through a dozen roses or a box of chocolates or a beautifully written card, then what I always say is, again, then give away what you want. Then you write that card to your partner. You show your appreciation and express your appreciation to them. Give away what you want to receive, because that's how the universe works. You cannot get what you don't give.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's right.
And if after doing all of that, Rebecca, wouldn't you agree that there's a sense of indifference or unwillingness to then, you know, meet somebody else's, call them desires, not necessarily needs, then that's kind of where the decluttering comes in. And it's like, and here's what happens, really, is that when you feel solid within yourself and you know what, who you are and what you have to offer another, and this person, after, again, patiently communicating your needs effectively and kindly and assertively, your desires, and there's this indifference, this unwillingness to meet those needs, that's when you kind of go, you know what? I don't need this anymore. This is not something, again, for me, my steady focus all day long is, what are the thoughts? Who are the people? What are the books, et cetera, the beautiful radio programs like this one that boost my energy? If that's not going on, whether it's a romantic relationship or any relationship, and when I say any, I'm including family members. I'm including everyone. If that's not happening, if there isn't some contribution to my being able to, you know, activate my potential, express my divine gifts and talents, ultimately raise my vibration so that I can be a force for good in this world, it's time to start thinking about saying goodbye.
Yeah, here's what I found, though, within myself, is when I am so attuned to changing myself, the outer world changes. So I actually mind less what's happening around me. I just use it as the mirror. So if somebody is mistreating me, I instantly use it as that bell of mindfulness to go in and ask myself, where am I mistreating myself? Where am I not showing up for myself? And I'm just more focused on changing that vibration within, because I'm so crystal clear. As I change it within, as within, so without. The outer world must reflect what is happening within me. So, and I've seen this time and time in my life, as I change the inner thoughts and the inner vibration, literally the people who are mistreating me will fall away. I don't need to get them out of my life. They just leave, or they've literally changed on a dime. They've turned 180 degrees, and now they're treating me like gold. And no surprise. Right? It's no surprise, because once you really get that your vibration is creating every single thing, every person, every reaction in your life, then you realize that, where do I want to place my 100% full attention? Within. Because that's where I have control, that's where the power lies, and as I change the way I treat myself, the way I value myself, it's instantaneous. The validation starts to come in, the love comes in, and it's almost like a spiral upward. And so I think that's what we're really, you know, I love the way you said that, Jill. This is Earth University. We're really learning the magnitude of our power, and our power does not lie without. It lies within. So as we shift, it lies within.
That's right. Go within or go without, but you're here, so you're tuning within. Everyone, thank you for being here. And I want to take a break. When we come back, you know, I'm laughing. I'm just writing stuff down here, but so much is coming up for me, because that's just how I am. One word will trigger so many thoughts. And I have a smile on my face, because I'm reminded of Oprah and Iyanla VanZant on one of their live class. And Iyanla VanZant was sharing, I can't remember what it was,
that she was talking about. And Oprah said, you're in 606. And I think as I listen to us, for some people, we're in 606. I want us to kind of come to 101 for some people who would say, I don't know what you're talking about, being the vibration and I just don't get it. I want to, when we come back, I want us to talk about, you know, and I want listeners to know when I say 606, 101, it doesn't mean one is better than the other. It's just where you are. I want to talk about dating. I want us to talk about relationships. And even the ways of being, the emotions that block us from the love that we say we want. The anger, the rage, unforgiveness. The unforgiveness for the ex, for the wife, for the whatever. All of those things block us. Because when if I was to summarize what I hear you two saying about somebody who is in that relationship and not feeling the love and not getting the roses or whatever, not going on this special dinner, it's time to do your work. It's time to do your work and be willing to grow and open up. Because, you know, I really believe this thing called love ain't no joke. We talk about it as if it's something you can buy or you can read a book, the rule book, or 10 steps to attracting a man or attracting a woman, what you should do. All of those stuff are just stuff. You know, love, it will break you down. It will break you down. So when we come back, I want us to just, let's focus a little bit about dating. Because there are people who struggle with dating, finding, particularly the females that I talk to, saying, I just don't find men who are on the same level with me. They're just on this mundane thing. They want to talk about what they can do for me, and they got cars. So there's this sort of something that seems like an imbalance. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jill and Rebecca?
Mm-hmm. We do. We do.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, we're going to tackle that. And we also got questions on the phone line. We've got a lot to do. Anyway, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you're just joining us, you're here at the perfect time. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. This is a wonderful playground. But because we run this joint, if you want to go longer, we do. But we'll see what happens today. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade like page on Facebook. If you haven't liked it yet, if you haven't liked us, I take it personal. I don't care if you have a question. Just go like us, because we're just likable. And we, come on now. Spread the love. Be the love. Be a philanthropist of love, not a beggar of love. Ooh, I like it. Anyway, let's see. What else do I need to do? Oh, yeah. At 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned. Let's see. Let's take a break. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stick a doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks?
Snickerdoodle
shortbread,
fudgy
nut bar. How many
cheeks
in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, Father.
Oh, we're doing a show. Oh, I'm going to carry away there. But I'm loving my wonderful voice. I have forgiven. Have you forgiven? State of Man
music.com.
let me take you to the top. I have. Oh, don't do it. Oh, boy. Yes, indeed. That State of Man, I have forgiven. Have you forgiven? If you're not experiencing love, maybe there's some unforgiveness you need to face, you need to deal with. Maybe there's an anger about your father, about your mother, about your husband, your wife, ex, whatever it is. If you don't let go, if you don't forgive, you don't forget the love that you say you want. We're talking in love today. The love gurus are in the house. Jill and Rebecca, we're talking love, and we want to talk about dating and all the other good stuff, but we got a question, a listener here. Let's go to Jay. Jay got a question about compatibility, soulmates, and twin flames, and all that good stuff, that yummy stuff. Jay, you're live.
Hey there, how's it going? Hey, happy Valentine's Day to both of you, all of you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Good Valentine's Day. I have a question, actually. I have a friend who we're good on paper in terms of astrology, Chinese astrology and numerology, and we've got some really interesting coincidences, if you want to call it that, coming up for both of us. And actually, how do you know when you feel like it's a compatible life mate or quote-unquote soulmate, or it's a twin flame? And I'm not sure, can you define some of that? How does a person know?
Well, I think, you know, I've heard it said that who is your soulmate? It's whoever's standing in front of you in this moment. That's your partner that you're dancing with. You know, a twin flame, I mean, as I understand it, it's that sort of that other part of you, and, you know, that we're sort of trying to integrate within ourselves. But I think oftentimes what people do is they confuse soul lovers with soul friends, and so, you know, the two can feel there's a lot of chemistry with both, but we sort of have to slow down and take our time and recognize, is this really just a soul mate friend, or is this really a soul lover that I am meant to partner with in that more deeply, you know, soulful way? But I think either way, I guess, you know, sometimes we can get so caught up in the distinction of both and miss the truth of that we are just really here with whoever. It could be a stranger. It could be somebody that we have spent 2 seconds with versus our entire life with. The point is still the same. It's to get to such a place of unwavering love, where that love is consistently flowing, and where it's not, that's where our work begins, where we're really working through all the barriers to love, and we're breaking those down. So it doesn't matter who shows up in our life. As far as I see, Jill, do you have anything to add to that? Well, I'd like to just add that, you know, rather than focusing on terms and categories, what I would say is, you know, what is in your heart? Do you feel a sense of expansiveness? And sometimes that expansiveness is the result of feeling incredibly challenged and having opportunities to be honest with one another and go through the process and come out on the other end where you're feeling that you're more and more who you really are. To me, I just go for what the feeling state is, how expansive you feel. And again, I come back to the term vibration. And for people who are like, what do you mean vibration? Real simple, we're talking about energy. And we're talking about being in a state that's of very high energy, joy. And again, sometimes that joy is the result of how well can we navigate our way through conflict, through differences of opinion, so that the connection becomes something where it's increasingly being cultivated, increasingly deepened. That's how I look at it.
Exactly, and I like the way you said that, Jill. I think sometimes we get so narrow in our desire to find the one, mm-hmm. and we forget that every human being who is in our sphere of reality is the one.
Exactly.
I don't even think it's humans, because I love my dogs, and they've been my best soulmates. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's like every being mm-hmm. who comes in contact is the one that I'm dancing with and that I'm meant to love deeply. And the only sorrow in my life is when I've missed that opportunity. Tears come to my eyes even as I say that. If I've missed the opportunity to love deeply another human being because of my judgment, because of my anger, because of any resentment, that's the thing that brings sorrow to me. So,
As I listen to you, Jill and Rebecca, what I hear you saying to Jay is don't be too attached to labels as in soulmate and twin flame. More present to the love that he shares with this friend and what is happening. That's what I hear you saying.
Perfectly put. Perfectly put. That's it. And then what you'll find is maybe they're all twin flames. Maybe they're all soulmates. it becomes more expansive. That was perfectly put, Ade. Yes.
And you know, the thing is, the funny aspect to that, Jay, and you may or may not see it as funny, but I do, so I'm going to say it. Whoever you're mating with is your soulmate, because you're a soul, they're a soul. When you guys come together and mate, they're right there for you. But really, the thing is, I think, Jill and Rebecca, I think there's and Jay brings up a good question here, because people are dealing with looking for that soulmate. And I think there's a unconscious belief, a belief in we've got to do love right. There's a right way to doing relationships. And Jay, I don't know if that applies to you, but there's something that we're told that if you have the right equation, you will have the perfect relationship, you will have the perfect romantic relationship. And I think that's what caused people to look for, if I can just find my soulmate, everything will work out perfectly. As a matter of fact, when you find your soulmate, you better brace yourself, because they will rip you open. But anyway, let's talk about...
That's just conditioning. That's the BS that we've been fed. And what's exciting about now is that we're waking up. We are awakening, and we're recognizing, okay, well, you know, that conditioning was given to us by people who were incredibly well-intended and did the best they possibly could do to teach us about love, to be our models of love. But this is a different time, and through the evolution of consciousness, which is something that Rebecca and I love talking about and teaching people about, we recognize there's an expansive way to be looking at this. There's no right way, right person. You know, right, just the word in and of itself is an ego state. It's something it's part of an old paradigm. It's something
Look no further. Look no further than our fairy tales. We've all been conditioned with the happily ever after. Yep. When my prince comes, I will be awakened. I will have the happily ever after. I'll have the castle. I'll have the recognition. You know, I'll have the undying love. But there's only one other one, and I have to compete for that love, and I have to find the right person in order to have that. I always say to women especially, we can wake ourselves up, thank you very much. It's already within us. We don't need to wait for our prince or our princess to come. That's the conditioning, and the truth is it's so limiting. It's like we're suppressing all of the love that is our essence until the one comes that I can share it freely with. And the truth is, go outside. Just step outside of your front door, your neighbor. You can share that love beautifully. You can share it with your animals. You can share it with nature. That love is your essence, and it is it's not something that we wait and we find within our soulmate. Our soulmates are everywhere. Our greatest soulmate is within us. And so
Because he was saying that his friend, they look good on paper, but, and Jay, I'm talking to you now, the question that I have for you is, what's coming up for me, I don't know if it's fear, but what is the thing that you're trying to see? What is that thing that you're trying to see? You said we look good on paper, but how do I know we're soulmates? Is it, are you trying to make sure? Well, I won't even say that. I'll let you do the talking. What is it? What's behind the question? What's the question behind the question? That's it. Yes.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because this is the first time that I see all these these things come up in a row, and it's going like, well, you know, where do we stand with this right now? You know, friendship and, you know, friendship is turned into a relationship and things like that, you know, through conversations and things like that. So I just see a lot of similarities between us, so just I don't know how to define it. I mean, you can define, maybe I'm defining it as what the ladies are saying. You know what? Don't put a definition on it. Just, you know, be what it is.
Have you had a conversation with your friend about what you're feeling, experiencing?
Oh yeah. We have. So. And
what are you two coming up with?
Well, we're just it seems like what we're doing right now is. We went through a lot of stuff about 2 weeks ago, and we're just healing from it. So that's one of them. And plus, you know, the other person's relationship that was of 18 years, we're similar astrology signs, and names are just a little bit different. You know, the person's name is Ray, and I'm Jay, and I'm just like, this is interesting. So I'm just going from a point of, well, like, this is interesting. How it's happening. So,
but I want to really what I'm doing here is to help you. I hear something else, and I know Jill and Rebecca that may want to respond to it, but I'm saying, even though you're saying this is interesting, what are you hoping that would happen or not happen? What is the thing? If you were really just laid out, what would you want to see happen with this person? What would you like to see happen?
Well, what I'd love to see happen is that how it plays out, because it's an interesting story.
Okay, so you want to see how it plays out?
Yeah, just see how it plays out. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sensing
patience. Be patient.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yeah, I was just sensing a lot of that almost intellect, like you're figuring it out and wanting to see all the moves. And I would almost say that, you know, at least balance that. Go into your heart and just, Jill kind of caught that too. It's like, just let it unfold. You don't have to kind of see how the movie ends before you sign up for it. It's like the joy is the journey. Go in there totally in the, I wonder how this is going to play out. And the only place that you keep your focus is what within me is blocking the love from flowing, and it'll always be fear. I think that's what Ade is sort of getting to. It's like what within you is sort of not showing up. I just keep feeling that intellect. Jill, is that what you were picking up on too?
Yeah, I was. My comment was going to be, you know, to ask Jay, you know, does it feel to you as though you sort of analyze things as a way of, you know, kind of keeping yourself protected, not kind of fully jumping in. I just wondered about that in general.
Yep. Well, I mean, at that time in my life where I got to make some decisions and I got to really look at what I'm seeing right now, whether to stay with it or move on. So, you know, with job or relationships too. So I just got to look at that way too. So. I mean, you got to look at things physically too, you know.
Especially
getting
physically.
Older too. So.
Right. And again, the more you learn, Jay, to start allowing your energy to be your guide and have that be something that's a primary lens that you're looking through, and then, you know, give some thought, have some intellect behind that, but go with your energy, the more that's going to lead you exactly to what you're wanting in life.
Yeah, the sense I'm getting, just to kind of jump on all of that, is somebody brought up the word right, like you're looking for the right move in a career, the right move in a partner. There's a right, there's this belief that there's only one right way, and you want to really sit in the crossroads and not make the wrong move. But I would just really go softer with that. I'm not sure that's a truth. I think that all the paths could be right. They're going to lead you in different places with different challenges and different life lessons, but aren't they all right? Because what the end goal is to really chip away at that ego identity through all of our challenges. And so each path is the right one, and when we recognize that, it's sort of like this relief. It's not so all, you know, important that I go this way or I go that way. It's either way is going to lead me to the right goal. And the goal is just love. It's what we're talking about today. So, you know, absolutely jump in with both feet in this relationship. There's going to be many lessons for you, and absolutely back away from it. There's going to be many lessons for you. So it's almost like once you realize that there is no wrong path, there's just great consciousness on each path that we take, then we're free to move forward, and it feels, can you feel that, Jay? It's more fluid. There's not such a, oh shoot, what's the right way to go? They're all the right way to go. You're going to learn so much, you're going to grow so much with each path you take. She's going to offer you so many lessons and so much expansiveness, and if you don't go with her and you choose somebody else, she's going to teach you so many life lessons and so much expansiveness. So it's almost like be free with yourself. And And I think when you get into that place of fluidity, you're just flowing. I actually believe, things come to you easier. It's almost like things start to present themselves and you're not sitting in that crossroads, dare I say, stuck. Does that make sense? Yeah. Be more fluid. Let it flow. If your heart is telling you, I don't know, I just want to go with her, I'm not sure where it's going to lead, by all means, go with her. It could last 5 minutes, 5 years, 5 decades. And it, none of that is important. It's not important. It's just, what did you learn?
So, yeah, Jay, I trusted that work because, I mean, what I hear Jill and Rebecca saying is this, it's really been, because it almost even sounded to me that you were defending the analytical side of you, and there's nothing wrong with that. Remember, you are a spiritual being, and you're having a human experience. There's a spiritual aspect to you, and there's a human aspect to you. There's the analytical, and there's the intuitive aspect. To fully embrace love, to fully experience love, you've got to sometimes just go with it. Well, the only way to experience something is to experience it. But if you try and work things out, as Rebecca was saying, you try and figure it out, either way, you're going to learn something. But what it comes down to, are you going to open yourself up? Are you going to open yourself up to allow the love to come in that's already there? It's not really coming in. You're opening yourself up to more love. That's the real deal. So feel about that and think about that. And then that helps you to swim through this. And, you know, if you choose to see it as your soulmate, so be it. But don't get so caught up in the titles that you miss the experience. All right?
I have one last thing to offer, which is one of my favorite Eckhart Tolle quotes is this, and it really sums up everything we've been talking about. It just popped into my head, and he says, life gives us whatever experience is most helpful for the evolution of our consciousness. And he says, how do you know that this is the experience you need? This is the experience you're being given in this moment.
Mm-hmm. There you have it, my brother. You have enough to have a wonderful experience of love. But don't be afraid to feel the love while you think about it. It's already waiting for you. Whatever you choose, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. We are firing up your Valentine's Day. We're going through the journey of recognizing that you are it. You are the love in action. And we're also touching, you know, the physical experience, the dating aspect. What ideas do you have about relationship, romantic relationships here? What is blocking you? Who are you mad at? Where are you holding the unforgiveness? All of that can be blocking your love. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go out and say, it is blocking the love that you desire. It is blocking you from yourself. Ouch. Did I just say that? I did. If you don't like it, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. It's time for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, and then we're going to come back talking about releasing the anger, releasing the rage, and letting go of unforgiveness so we can experience the love that we are in order to attract the love that we want to feel and see and everything that comes with it. This is what I'm doing. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and right here, push that button and push this button. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, around 1, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Where is she? Where is Celeste? Oh, there she is. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. Hello, Jennifer.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Hi, Celeste. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm feeling the love, and I appreciate everything you guys are saying. I'm going to be using its prescription for all of my friends.
Woohoo!
So, actually, I really don't call it Valentine's Day, though, folks. I call it Happy I Love Me Day. That's a gift.
That's awesome.
From Tammy McDowell. She's a dear light worker and sister friend, and I made a promise to embody it every day since I heard it for the first time on Valentine's Day, 2011. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Tuesday, February 14th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2028. Add 2028, and the energy of the day equals 12. 12 is the Hanged One in tarot, which is all about surrender. 12 is the Porcupine in medicine cards, and the porcupine reminds us of the magic of innocence and play. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and L is used to spell L-O-V-E, love. Today, we are going to focus our 12 spotlight on the energy of the swan in medicine cards. The swan's number is not 12, it's 39. But when you add it up, you get 12. So here we go. The swan is a mystical bird from all cultures. Swan medicine speaks of grace, beauty, and the power of self. As in the story of the ugly duckling, it connotes inner beauty as well. If swan is your totem animal, you are emotionally sensitive and empathic towards the feelings of others, and you draw people to you. The pure white swan is a solar symbol, whereas the Australian black swan is a nocturnal symbol. The swan, with its long neck, acts as a bridge between the worlds. A swan totem heralds a time of altered states of awareness and a development of intuitive ability. Swan people have the ability to see the future and to accept the healing and transformation that is beginning in their lives. Today, many might be waiting for someone outside of them to get the feeling that swan feels for itself, reliving nightmare, ugly duckling moments that were never meant to stop you. No, we are to take those experiences and make something beautiful out of them. Bittersweet is about balance. When you walk with swan medicine, you instinctively see with the eyes of love. Love is the strongest force, and it got us to where we are in this very moment. Pass on I Love Me Day to your sisters and brothers, and watch your well overflow. And if no one told you I love you today, well, I do too. Yes, I do. But let's be clear, I can only offer that gift because I've been practicing loving me. And that's the story of 12. Told through our friend the swan. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Celeste.
Wow.
What do you do to that? You just take a breath after that. Just breathe that in. And tap into the swan within you, the inner beauty that we're talking about and reflecting. So you don't need no little fat little baby shoot an arrow up your butt. you don't need love to be released like that. Love can be painful, but guess what? The love is not painful. It's the effect. So you can just allow yourself to tap into your inner beauty. Happy inner me day. No, not inner me. Happy, what is it called again? So that's happy I love me day. There you go. Happy I love me day. Do you love yourself? How much do you love yourself? You do, but there's always more. There's always more. Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado are my guests. But they're here, the love gurus. We're talking about love. We're talking about what's blocking us. And yeah, that's what I want to do. Let's talk about anger. Let's talk about rage, unforgiveness. Because, I mean, I think I said this earlier. Love is such a powerful force that it will shine the light on all the crap in one's life that needs to be decluttered, that needs to be moved. So I think sometimes when people are not in a relationship, they say they want it, but I think there's also fear of really showing themselves, expressing themselves, so they end up not letting anybody in because of past experiences of,
you know, just being hurt, mistrust, betrayal, whatever, you know, I fear. So let's talk about anger, rage, unforgiveness. How does that play out in our opportunity to experience love?
Well,
do you love Rebecca? Anyone?
Until we start to assume a different, Rebecca and I always talk about perspective. It's all about perspective, because our perspective is going to create the way that we choose to think about things, and our thoughts are going to create the emotional effects within us, and those emotions are then going to generate our energy, high or low, our level of vibration. And so what we like to say is start entertaining this idea. Regardless of how enraged you might feel, how bad the betrayal was, how much anger you have about it, whatever it is, how much you're hurting, start looking at it from this perspective. How has this happened for me and not to me? How has this happened for me and not to me? What am I to learn from this? As someone who's done, I've done a lot of work on myself in terms of being someone who's been, I can get very, I'm fast to get angry about situations. Show me lack of fairness, I'm pissed within moments. I've had to do a lot of work on myself. And what has happened is, for me, is it's seek first to understand. When I start applying those words, seek first to understand, I can understand. I don't have difficulty understanding. I know human beings very, very well. We can learn, you know, why does somebody do what they do? Through that understanding, our heart softens. We're not feeling that intense anger and rage quite so much. We start the process of releasing it, and we start to transform through the understanding the anger and the rage, which, forget about what it's doing to someone else, it's killing us. That you don't want to. Anger is something, it's one of the emotions within the range of healthy human emotions, but it's something for us to feel for a couple minutes, you know, for a short period of time. It's like, feel that anger, use it, focus it, channel it, don't hurt someone with it. If you hold on to it, you're hurting yourself. So through understanding, we start feeling a sense of compassion. Now we're starting to shift our own energy, and we're learning a lesson. There's something in it. It's Earth you, people. It's Earth you. So start to learn the lesson. Once we start to learn, what am I supposed to learn from this? Everything starts shifting. The energy shifts, and then we start reconnecting again with what's underneath all the anger and the hurt, which is the love that we are, and that allows us to live in the moment, create a new story in our minds about why we experience something, and really move from, Rebecca and I talk always about, how do we transform those betrayals? We've all experienced them. How do we transform the betrayals that we're telling ourselves we've experienced into blessings? And this is work that we can all do. And when we do it, we feel so good. We feel wonderful. And so, you know, it just shifts everything. So that's what I want to say about that.
Let's go to Rebecca, and then we're going to take a call. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Yeah, I just think, you know, I'm very visual, and I see that, you know, my life is like this river, and I want this river to be just unencumbered, a flowing river of love, and from that comes joy. And what is the debris, the twigs, the branches, the big rocks that get in the way of that river? And simply put, it's fear. So our anger, our hurt that closes us down, all of our resentments, our bitterness, the things that we hold on to, you know, those are the debris that get in the way, and eventually they dam up the flow of love. And who suffers from that? Us. So, you know, my goal in life is to just really recognize that, yes, there are betrayals. People act from their own hurts and their own experiences. It's not my job to hold on to them, or else I am damming up the river of love. And so it's about, like Jill said, through understanding, through forgiveness, really it's just about not wanting that in my space. I don't want to hold on to, and the only reason that I would be holding on to them is because I got hurt. And if I stay hurt, I'm acting from fear. Ultimately, it's fear or love. And I want my life to be a response to love. So it's a continual sense of, that's not mine. And And sometimes we feel in relationships that if I forgive, if I let this go, well, then they have permission to hurt me again and again and again. My feeling is if you protect yourself, if you shut down, you're locking down, you're blocking yourself from love, love will transform all of that. Be less afraid of the hurt and more aligned with the love. The love is what will ultimately protect you. You know, I think I learned the most from my beautiful, you know, labs in my life. They're my little dogs. They're just so joyful. And even when they get in trouble, you know, I'm like, you go to timeout right now. They look at me and they put their little ears back and they act like they're, oh, yeah, I'm so in trouble right now. But their little tails are still wagging. And it's like, you can't kill the joy in them. You just can't.
Yes.
And the minute that I say, okay, you're done, you're out of timeout, they're just back to exuberant love. And it's like, how come I can't be more like them? They're so joyful in their lives, and they're not holding on to 1 ounce of you punished me, you were angry at me because I chewed your shoe. They don't hold on to anything. And to me, they're such models of love. I want to be more like them. If somebody has hurt me, I want to acknowledge that hurt. I want to respect myself and the other human being, but I instantly want to return to love and that exuberance as soon as possible. And it's not about giving that power to somebody else. It's about me. How quickly can I be that flow, that river of love?
Yes, yes, yes. Wow, so much in there. So much is packed in there. And I have some thoughts, but let's take a call. Let's take a call. Would this be the founder, the originator, the creator of I Love Me Day? 904 area code.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You know, it's really funny. I was sitting here on hold. Yes. It is me. I was sitting here on hold. I was going to call and I was going to say, Happy I Love Me Day. And then I hear my beautiful sister Celeste talk about me. I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. Happy I Love Me Day, everybody.
Back at you.
Yeah. What's your question or comment?
My comment was to say Happy I Love Me Day to everybody. And I really am loving the conversation, really loving the whole conversation about loving ourselves first. Being kind to ourselves and gentle to ourselves and loving to ourselves. And I just want to tell everybody thank you. I appreciate all of you every day, today and every day.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you so much. You know, and Tammy's talking about Happy I Love Me Day, and we've been talking about really going at the importance of loving self. And I think there are a lot of books that are written about romantic relationships. There are a lot of books that are written about love. There are a lot of books that are written about every and anything we can think about. But truly, unless or until we learn to, I mean, I think we were saying it earlier in the last segment, really being able to go within and look at ourselves. Because sometimes we're going to make a mistake. Sometimes we're going to fall. Sometimes when we think we've healed from a past hurt, it might show up in this wonderful relationship that we might say this person's our soulmate or twin flame. That pain, that hurt might come back up, but it's really about how we move through it and work through it, right? It's not like just saying, okay, well, if this is still coming up, then that just means spiritually I just don't get it. What do you think, Rebecca?
Yes, I think, you know, I always say this, but oftentimes with romantic love, we have this notion that we're here to master others. Right? We're here to figure this whole notion of romantic love out and figure out the rules, and we're not here to master others. We're here to master love, love within, love without, the concept of love, divine love. When we master that, when we really understand, that's the game. That's all there is. We're not here to figure each other out, to control each other, to teach each other, you know, anything. We're not here to do that. We're here to master the love within us. That's it. That brings tears to my eyes because it's like it's so simple. It's just love. Be love, know love, you know, see through the eyes of love, speak only the words of love, act only from love. When we're there, the world will just be well. All will be well. So today we get that huge reminder, go out in the world and be love. Share all the love that is you. That's it. Appreciate every human being, every act. Appreciation. That's it. It's like when we get there, we are now masters of love.
Yes.
Not masters of the game of love, but just masters of love. yeah.
That's a good point right there. Jill?
And tell people, just to kind of add to what Rebecca's saying, I love this idea of really use today to tell people, even if you already have, tell them again what a difference they've made in your life. I mean, that's what we all really want to know, isn't it? We want to know that we're making a difference. And so when someone can say, oh, my God, with how you've helped me, how you've guided me, the fact that you've been there listening non-judgmentally, helped me become more and more of who I am, et cetera, it's changed my life. That's such a loving expression. When we see things recycling and we've experienced it in other relationships and it's back, celebrate it. Don't go, oh, my God, not this again, because we're, again, being given, how is this happening for me, not to me? We're being given an opportunity to go deeper. It just means, okay, there's a little more decluttering to do, so let's get on with it. Let's do that decluttering so we can come back to living in the moment with our hearts fully open, recognizing the love that we are and being that love in the world. Let's get on with it.
And I want to remind everybody that our gifts, Jill and I have gifts for people. If you go to Feng Shui, F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I, Feng Shui, your relationships, plural.com, /love. Yes, we have a sacred contract for awakened relationships, and it's just beautiful. And we also have that love decoded PDF, and we want everybody on the call today, share that with your beloved. Share that with all of your beloveds today. Really go in and know what does it mean to be committed to love, and how can I speak in the language of love that my partner hears most fully. So those are our gifts to you. But yeah, it's I love what you said, Jill, and I just love the conversation that we're having today,
no,
RJ. You how beautiful.
We're fired up. And Jill and Rebecca, I am grateful for your love. I am grateful that you are tapping into that love, that passion within you that caused you to be fired up so you can activate the love in others and helping them see themselves. And now it's about recognizing love in all its forms. And thank you for the work you do, from training relationships, from training minds, and open up, clearing up the flow to love and abundance, and the teleclasses that you do. To find out more about Jill and Rebecca, Jill's website address is, this is going from the top of my head now, fengshuiyourmind.com is Jill LeBeau's website, and Rebecca Grado's website is RebeccaGrado.com. Oh, that's easy. Is that right? Did I get it right? I know you talked about
your
relationship as well.
Yes,
and we love that you got it right.
I am good. I am just good.
You are
good.
Great.
I am good.
You are better than good. You are great.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Oh.
Before I release you, before you release yourselves, anything else you want to share with the listeners, a love gift, a love note, a love thought, anything you want to share with them and in preparation, well, not in preparation, but also in the note, your show starting in March. But go ahead.
Love yourself. That's our message. Deep within yourself. Really use today to do a little decluttering. Just kind of go a little deeper and just ask yourself, is there any thought, any old, worn, outdated belief that I have about myself that is not in complete alignment with the fact that I am love, I deserve love, I'm a wonderful being. There's nothing I have to do to prove it. I just am, and therefore I am love. Anything that's not in alignment with that, just release it. Do a little decluttering and have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Rebecca?
Yes, I would just say along those lines, go within and just find any place within you that wants something. Anything. I want this. I'm seeking this. I need to know this. Whatever it is that you want, come from a place of empowerment and give that to yourself. step into that. If you're wanting recognition for who you are as this loving being, go within and give it to yourself. And most importantly, give it away. Give it away. Use this day as a perfect excuse to go out into the world and give every ounce of love and appreciation that resides within you. And I promise you, when you get back home, you're not going to be empty. Your cup is going to runneth over. The more you give, the more you get. So I would say use today as a perfect excuse. Get on your computer right now and send out all to your entire email list how much love and gratitude and appreciation you have for them. Get out in the world. Every person you encounter, look them in the eye and just say thank you. Appreciate what you just did. Appreciate you. You're going to come back home so full. And that's, I think that's the game.
Yes, so indeed.
I appreciate you, Ade, so much. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what you do in this world.
I want to echo that. I really do. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Jill and Rebecca will be back hosting their own show. They'll be doing their own thing in March. What date is it? It's March 15th? I can't.
The 14th.
With all these.
14th. Like
thank
day.
You. So like today, yes. So it's been months today. We're keeping the love flowing. Every
you got
day
the website right. That's all that matters.
That's right. That's right. As long as they know, yeah, life code. Yeah, oh, your website. Oh, yeah, you know, right? Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jill and Rebecca. And on their show, you'll be able to call in, share your thoughts, ask questions, and be ready for more laughter, more joy, more insight. And, well, who knows what else is going to happen? Because when Jill and Rebecca get together, you better tell your grandmother to go to bed.
Cover your ears. We always say, avert your eyes and cover your ears, because we're not sure what's going to come through.
I know that is right. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Well, continue to spread the love and give it the gift of love, the gift of freedom to everyone you encounter, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. I mean, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm going to take a break, drink some water, cool myself down. We're fired up. And wherever you are, know that you were embraced by love. Jill and Rebecca just gave you so much. I mean, Jill and Rebecca will give you so much. And I'm thinking, okay, I pulled that point. Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. There's so much in there. And until we learn what love is for ourselves, it will be challenging and difficult to know what it really is. After the break, I'm going to have my final thoughts, my final notes, as I do, because Jill and Rebecca triggered thoughts. I have things that have been bubbling up for me. We're going to take a very quick break, and we're right back. And 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Jay, you still have your hand up. I don't know if you have a question or a comment, but if not, could you just press one more time, and that will put your hand down. Great, great, great. Let's see. Let's have a bit of Carly Jackson, because through it all, no matter what you're going through or growing through, this is the truth about you. You may not feel it, but this is the truth about you. Carly Jackson.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Best life. Empowering them to live their best life. Yes, that's what we do. That's what we're about. And let me tell you, I've got a note that I've actually posted on the Ask Life Coach Ade page, fan page, like page, called Love is Freedom. I wrote that last year. Actually, no, December 10th? Oh, that's when I posted it. So it's around that time anyway. So, Yeah, read it. It's a life note, note from the universe. Love is freedom. Love is sometimes confused with just being an emotional state. Love is far much more than that. That's the first line. You go read the rest. Well, I'm getting ready to release the show. I just want to remind you that you are love in action. And even in this moment, if you're wrestling with that, challenged by that, recognize that you have the permission, you have the right to redefine what romantic relationship is for you. If you have a thought about what should be happening, if you think what needs to happen in a romantic relationship, but nobody else is talking about it, live it out. Experience it. I don't think she said BS. Maybe she did. Well, the BS in its full terms. But, you know, there's some BS that we have about what romantic relationship is supposed to look like. You know, and then sometimes we get on a spiritual path, and then we hear we got to learn to love ourselves first, and then there's this craving, sometimes a hunger, sometimes a thirst, to be in a romantic relationship. But then we read you got to love yourself first. I want to be in a romantic relationship, but they said I got to love myself first. Well, you can do both. As a matter of fact, it's not either or, it's both and. Because through relationships, you get to experience yourself, areas of your life that needs light, if you will. I don't want to say improve, that needs light, that comes to light for you to be aware of. And then through relationship, you realize you get to try out the things that you're practicing as you step into a whole new way of being. Love, this, well, let me talk about the romantic aspect. Can be messy sometimes, can be painful sometimes, but if you're willing to do the work, it can be pleasurable. And if you really want to make it pleasurable, be willing to be authentic. Be willing to be vulnerable. Be willing to forgive. Until you're willing to be authentic, until you're willing to be vulnerable, until you're willing to forgive, it will be challenging, difficult for you to know the fullness of love. Because it is who you are, and you've got to open yourself up. Here's something to think about. When you're in a relationship, doesn't matter if it's a friend relationship, a family relationship, a romantic relationship. You think about it. All of us, each and every one of you now have somebody that you, when you think about them, they bring a smile to your face. Just thinking about them, you might, oh, I just love them. I'm so grateful. But you know what? That love that you feel, if you have somebody in your life that you say loves you unconditionally, that love that you feel, it's self-generated. That's you generating that love. What is happening is that person is holding the space and the place for non-judgment that you feel free to express yourself fully. So when we fall in love, when we're in love, when we're grateful for how somebody is loving us, what they're really doing is just holding a space for you to show up. So if you want to experience yourself fully in a romantic relationship, because I know that's a challenge, you've got to be willing to live out how you think and feel it should be. Being open to more rather than, well, you don't do this because men are that, or women are this and that, or blah, 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 blah. You know, you just talk yourself out of love and you talk yourself to becoming a raisin because there was no love there to fill you up, to keep you being juicy and yummy. You talk yourself out of it. So today, are you willing to be vulnerable? Are you willing to be your own Valentine? Are you willing to set your own self free? And even if stuff comes up that you weren't prepared for, be willing to hold yourself in a place of love. And if you're joyfully enjoying this day, you've got the roses, you can't, I mean, people are giving you cards and honoring you, telling you how much you mean to them. Be grateful. Be grateful for the opportunity to share, to give. Be grateful that you have learned, you've done the work that you need to do up until this point, that you become the face in the hands of God where people get to see themselves. We are all the giver of love. Are you willing to give the love? Are you willing to let it go? Are you willing to let the past go? Yes. It's all about unconditional love, you know. It's all about unconditional love. But the thing is, everybody, Okay, grand globalization, a friend of mine likes to say. Everybody wants to experience unconditional love. There are people who don't even know, say, nobody's ever loved me unconditionally. All I want is for somebody to love me unconditionally, somebody to love me for me. Now, this person said they've never been loved unconditionally, but they want to be loved unconditionally. Why? Because deep down within them, they know that that is the truth. That love is unconditional, even though they've never experienced it, or not to say they haven't, they just think they haven't. But anyway, that's a whole different show. We are unconditional love in action. And when you're loving yourself unconditionally, you allow other people to be themselves. If they're hurting you, if it's painful, you can choose to love them. And say, I'm going to love you and I'm going to let you go. I'm going to love you and let you know that that was not cool. Love doesn't mean, when you recognize who and what you are, it means you show up completely. And if you have stuff that needs to be cleaned up, go do it. This is the day to do it, to clean up the path, clean up the mess. Because when you clean up the mess, you get the message. And when you get the message, ooh, you become the messenger. Become the messenger of love by cleaning up your mess in relationships. When you've been rude, when you've had judgment, when you've been critical of somebody, it doesn't matter if it was a romantic relationship, what in your life. And sometimes you may have been judging and criticizing yourself, that there must be something wrong with you because nobody finds you attractive. Nobody's asking you out on a date. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Ask yourself out on a date. And ladies, stop giving men all the power. Ask a man out on a date. What he thinks about you ain't none of your business. And if he says, wow, you're pretty bold, what made you do that? Tell him Life Coach Ade said you can do it. Who the hell is Life Coach Ade? Tell him check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. Bring him to me. I'll teach him. Okay, stop it. All right. It's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in daily, regularly listen to the show on the archive. Thank you for sharing the show on Facebook, Twitter, Dig It, or whatever, DigIn, LinkedIn, that's it, StumbleUpon, all the other networks. So if you haven't done that yet, if you haven't done that today, we invite you to share the show with your friends. Maybe even have a love party tonight. If you, especially sisters, you know, if you're like, well, girl, I don't do that love thing anymore. I just can't find the right man. Just invite some sisters today, the single folks. Invite them today and listen to the show. And if you have any issues with anything that we said today, send an email. Call in and say, you know, I was with you until you were talking all that BS about. Bring it on. We can declutter all of that. Tomorrow we have Tom Zuber joining us and taking it deeper for people who are experiencing transition and saying, where was God when the person I love died? Maybe you're mad at God. Maybe you can't even get in touch with all this Valentine stuff. It's like, the next person who talks about Happy Valentine's Day to me. Join us tomorrow here at 12 p.m. Eastern. I went out with this yesterday, and I'm going to play it again. I think it's just appropriate. It's about responding. Allow yourself to have the experience of love. If you want the title, if you want the label, the soulmate, the twin flame, the angel, whatever you want to call your mate, but don't be attached to the label. Allow yourself to have the experience. Be love because you are that. Just as important, be true to yourself. Go after what you desire, what you know you want. Don't let any life coach, any author, any spiritual teacher tell you not to go after what you want, because only you know how to work your life. And just as important, be loved. Allow yourself to be loved, because sometimes we receive the love that we say we want and we get scared. Oh, my God. Wow, this person loves me unconditionally. But they don't know what I'm dealing with. Oh, my God, I'm afraid. No, allow yourself to be loved. Give yourself the gift of freedom. It's called love. You are love. And when you recognize that you are love, when you recognize you are unconditional love, rather than reacting to what people, I know you ain't talking to me like that. Man, I'll jack you up. You know, rather than doing that, you're responding. We're going to take you on a journey right now. We're going to take you on a journey. This is Responding with Ambassador Sofera. This is called Responding. And to find out more, go to ambassador.com, O-M-B-A-S-S-A. I played this yesterday, but I got to play it again. Respond to the love within you that is seeking to be birthed. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Caring for one you love has no place for abusive behavior. Behavior that seeks to control, manipulate, and validate. There is no room in this space for physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental abuse to have any place. If we are truly loving ourselves, as we say we do others, we will honor that another has all rights to be just as they are, never changing for another, only for oneself. Therefore, we need no validation from others. At times, we the humans, we allow ourselves to look for love in abuse. Abuse of all kinds. Our relationships are based upon the need for someone else to show us that they love us by doing something to cause a reaction
Impulsive reaction over spontaneous response. Responding requires a desire to truly hear, a desire to truly see what is being said to us in any and each given situation. Honoring the other for all that they're bringing in this moment. And in this moment, allowing spiritual guidance and deliberate movement to cause us to respond. Responding when guided by spirit. Can only be respectful. Responding when guided by spirit can only come from love. We must always honor ourselves as much as we do others. We must always love ourselves as we do others. There's only one love. The only love is unconditional. Without judgment, without fears of denial, because we love ourselves, we allow ourselves to just be as we are. We allow others to just be as they are. There can be no abuse when there is true love. We abuse ourselves. We punish ourselves with self-judgment. Let's replace. There is no space for self-judgment. There is only a place for love. Universal love. It's always what we seek to remember that is the true essence of who we are. We come from a source of abundant love. There is no reason for us not to feel love permeating in our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Lest we forget that we can always stop. We can always stop and remember from whence we came. And in this moment, we will always feel the warmth in our souls, our hearts, with love. Only love can conquer all things on this earth and beyond. Love is the greatest tool that we were blessed in this lifetime to possess. Only love gives the true meaning of what life really is. So we take this moment, and each moment that follows, to honor and to thank the One Most High, the Masterful, the Merciful, the Magnificent. Creator, of us all. We thank you and we love you. We honor your words always that are true.
This is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That is known by always being.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.